everyone. Thank you for joining us. We have an exclusive live interview with David Sandoval, founder of Perium Health Products, and guest Michael Wolfeld, naturopathic doctor. The subject is why whole foods. Here's David.
Well, here is the point of tonight's subject. And the bottom line is, if men knew everything that there was to know about nutrition and about food and about the way the human body worked and the way that plants interacted with the soil, the wind, the rain, and the sunlight, then we would have a far greater chance of trusting man over God and Mother Nature. But there are innumerable mistakes that have been made, and I'm going to open the door for Michael to talk about them, with vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin A, the most common antioxidants that we know that are part of every multivitamin. Michael will give you an example about how each one of them was grossly misunderstood as it was introduced to the market, and evidence that they continue to not be completely understood, and how they've improved. And if Michael wants, I'll talk about how digression or the progression of those nutrients and what has happened to them over the years. So Michael, because you have a little bit of time with us, the subject tonight is why whole foods over isolated vitamins. And I wanted to point out some of the obvious mistakes that have been made when man tried to present vitamins like E, C, and A to the human body. Would you please take over from that point?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And you're quite, capable. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to sort of give everyone an idea of how fortunate we all are. Don't want Dave to have to toot his own horn, but, thanks to Dave and Amy, we have a company that is loaded with products that not only are the finest products that you're going to find, especially the ones that you're seeing in the new brochure, because they're all 100% whole food. Many of them are certified organic. They're all pesticide, herbicide free. But also, from a standpoint of all of us out there in the field, we have a group of products that, like I said, not only are the finest, but they're also the best price. Almost every MLM out there, even the ones that have decent products and good products, and there are some out there, they're all charging an arm and a leg, and you're basically the consumer, just a plain consumer who's not a member, is paying anywhere from 20 to 40% more than if they walked into a health food store for something similar or maybe comparable. With our products, you're getting a step above in terms of quality, and you're paying, the consumer is paying 20% less than an honest price if they could find that product in a health food store. So, I mean, that's significant, and I want to offer my thanks and appreciation to Dave and Amy because they both are willing and have put quality and integrity before profit. And I think as a company, we all need to understand that a good friend of mine once said, a very wise man who I consider to be a friend, he said, life should be chiefly service. And with the kinds of program and products that we have, we can all live that by that motto, that we can all provide a whole bunch of service to people, and we're all going to make money while we're providing the service thanks to the great program that exists with these wonderful products. And also we have Dave to thank for bringing in J.T. Visbal, who created the beautiful brochure that some of you have already seen. Hopefully most of you have now. So I just wanted to give a little introduction in that regard. And I will say one thing along with what Dave was saying, and I don't have time to go into a lot of this, but one thing I will highly recommend is if you want to become very, very well-versed about this whole subject of isolated vitamins versus nutrients and vitamins and minerals as they are found in whole living food, there is a great book called The Real Truth of Vitamins and Antioxidants, and it's by a lady by the name of Judith DeCava, DeCava. Barnes & Noble can get it. You can get it through the Price Pottinger Foundation. But if you just read this book, it will give you great bedtime reading. It will put you to sleep. It's quite boring in some regards because the lady's not trying to be outlandish or theatrical. She's just trying to prevent the good facts from the early 1900s in terms of all of the research that's ever been done on isolated and whole food nutrients. And so once you look at this stuff, you will become so well educated and confident that you now will be well-versed and can easily explain to anybody why the things that Dave was just talking about, like vitamin E and vitamin C, vitamin A, all these things were conjured up and isolated. And the people that originally found these things all said that when they were found in food, they worked better. But that part of the experiment was sort of lost and shuffled under the carpet because of, well, let's be honest, the old jolly green dollar, you know, and the pharmaceutical companies got into the act, and all of a sudden we were into nutrition by the numbers instead of looking at what is a vitamin, what is a mineral, what's an antioxidant, and how does it work in the body when it's really food. And so I just wanted to share that and share that little appreciation for all of you guys out there. For not only Dave and Amy, but all you guys out there that are working so hard and making this a wonderful program, and I think the sky's the limit.
Michael, thank you so much for coming to speak with us on behalf of Purium Health Products.
Well, thank you.
Well, I would like to also thank Michael, obviously, for being part of the team that is, in my opinion, a group of gatekeepers. We try to make sure that nothing gets into this party that we don't want here. I think it's vitally important that you understand and connect with the philosophy that drives us to bring these products to you. A very brief explanation, won't take long. Just wanted people to understand the difference between a whole food supplement and a regular supplement. First of all, whole food supplements don't try to create the highest concentration of a single component, whether it be vitamin C, A, E, selenium, whatever it might be. Instead, we seek to find a food that has a natural balance of nutrients that support that antioxidant. For example, vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin A were early on identified as antioxidants. In order to commercialize their production and distribution and to capitalize financially from the knowledge of antioxidants, the marketing opportunity created by the discovery of antioxidants, was obviously to reduce the cost of production, to ramp production up to the mass production quality and quantity, and of course, to get it to the people in the smallest portion size possible. Take a small pill and swallow it, and that will substitute for eating right. Well, a few mistakes were made. We found that when vitamin C was first introduced, it was not vitamin C, nor in many cases is it today. Instead, it is a chemical imitator called ascorbic acid. Now, you've all heard this so many times, but I want to remind you that in the early days, vitamin C was famous for giving people bowel disturbances like diarrhea and cramping. And they soon realized that the vitamin C was in fact causing this bowel intolerance. And so they decided to buffer the vitamin C. So they added some ascorbates, some mineral ascorbates that were supposed to buffer and minimize the impact of the vitamin C on the bowel and the intestines. They then realized that vitamin C itself really wasn't that effective. It had redox potential, but it did not actually work effectively within the structure of the body. So they determined that they needed to add bioflavonoids. So then vitamin C soon began to be offered with bioflavonoids on the label as a big improvement. And in fact, it was. They then realized that vitamin C with bioflavonoids worked pretty good, but they realized that vitamin C being fat-soluble and water-soluble, perhaps, so some better companies came out and said, you know what, we actually have a fat-soluble type of vitamin C. And it, of course, was still created from the same pharmaceutical method of chemical composition. And so now today, when you buy the most sophisticated vitamin C supplements, which are getting more and more expensive now, you see that they've added isoquercetin, they've added quercetin, they've added a number of other mineral ascorbates, a wide variety of minerals, and soon they are slowly trying to recreate what occurs in a food that contains vitamin C, but they still have not been able to because they start with chemically isolated parts. They try to put them together to imitate something that already was together. Well, here's the problem. When nature puts together vitamin C or any other vitamin, it does so with a complete spectrum of complementary nutrients. Another example is vitamin A. They determined and isolated vitamin A, and they began to sell it as a vitamin supplement. Then they realized that it actually would be toxic in the body over certain levels. So then they pulled back and they revised and they said, wait, we now are going to sell you beta-carotene because you know that beta-carotene converts to vitamin A. And that was supposedly the big step. But they didn't realize is that beta-carotene was just one of the carotenoid family that included alpha-carotene and zeaxanthin and lutein and any number of other carotenoids that are equally, if not more important, and equally, if not more powerful than beta-carotene. It's just that beta-carotene was the first thing they discovered. They had not discovered anything else, and so they went around and ballyhooed this great new discovery and made everybody run around and buy all these vitamin A supplements because they had discovered it. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vitamin A existed long before they isolated it and discovered it. Vitamin E existed long before they discovered it and isolated it. And vitamin C existed long before they discovered it and isolated it. And societies around the globe would actually seek out and consume foods to heal them that upon review by scientific discipline turned out to be extremely high in nutrients like vitamin C, carotenoids, and tocopherols, which are basically vitamin A and vitamin E. Unfortunately, in order to bring vitamin E to the public, they did the same thing they did to margarine. They hydrogenated it so it wouldn't rancify. And unfortunately, this de-estered vitamin E would truly be one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated upon the public in the United States. And the evidence is finally coming out, what fraudulent information it has been and what billions of dollars have been poured into the poor people who had hope that this vitamin E would help their heart, etc., and now realize they've been sort of taken to the cleaners. Well, the truth of the matter is that all foods have something really important going for them that I want you to understand, when it is the survival of the fittest. Now, what do I mean, survival of the fittest? We usually talk about that when it relates to animals. It's a Darwinian theory of evolution that shows that an animal that cannot adapt to its environment will die, a polar bear in the equator type of thing. Well, the truth is that plants have gone through a far harsher environment because a plant can't move. Once its roots are in the soil, that's where it's going to be. It cannot migrate for the winter, it cannot fly south like the birds did. Plants had to learn to survive and learn to build defenses against every type of stress that this earth had to offer. For example, green plants that perform photosynthesis must process in order to survive ultraviolet and radioactive light, which are highly mutagenic substances or elements. Well, the ultraviolet and radioactive light that comes from the sun that is absorbed and digested and converted by plants with chlorophyll, they don't damage those plants with chlorophyll. And the reason why is because form follows function. That plant that contains chlorophyll, whose function it is to perform photosynthesis, has been engendered with an amazing antioxidant capacity, blocking agents which block the damage done by the sun, suppressing agents which minimize the damage done, and repairing agents which go in and reverse the damage that's done. Now, when we take a green plant, and it was used, let's say, by armies 300, 500, 2,000 years ago, when a wound opened up on a man, they would take green leaves, crush them into a poultice, and pack them onto the wound so that it would not get infected, so that it would begin to heal and the person would not get gangrene or some other infection and die. Now, did they need to isolate antioxidants from that green plant before they would use it? No. Did they care what was inside of that green plant that stopped them from dying or becoming infected or having an amputation? No. Any more than we should concern ourselves with exactly what quantity of individual nutrient might be in a whole food. What we can do is we could take the form and the function. We could learn from those.